Praise Jesus, praise God. It's another good morning that God has given us to listen to his word. I trust that you are well. God is keeping, watching over your life, sustaining you and protecting you. We have been looking at the ministry of the Spirit, and which is the glory of the new covenant, and one of the greatest revelations that we're able to see is that we all, as we behold the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the very same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. That means that it is the Spirit of the Lord that continually transforms us and conforms us to the image and likeness of God. We are transformed into the same image. What image are we beholding? The glory of the Lord. So as we behold the glory, the beauty of God, the majesty of God, the power of God, we are being changed, we are being transformed into the very, very image of God. And this you can read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. In fact, from verse 17, it says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed." That word there is metamorphosis. That means we are being changed from one form into another. From a different form. Metamorphosis speaks of a different form. So we are being transformed from our carnal nature into his divine nature. We are being transformed from our humanity into his divinity. We are being transformed from weakness into his power. We are being transformed from death into life as we behold the glory of God into the same image. Into the same image, into the image of our Father. Remember, he desired to make, let us make man in our image and likeness and let them have dominion. As we grow, as we are transformed into that very image of the Lord, then we receive the nature, we receive the power, we receive the anointing, we receive the same image of God. And God starts to live in us. We start to look more like him. And this only happens by the Spirit of God. And so today we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And we'll be able to see the light of the gospel. And this light of the gospel is Christ. And you know, one of the things that the Bible describes Jesus, he describes him as the light. In him was the light. And the light was the light of men. And light shines in darkness, and darkness does not comprehend it. When we bring in light, then darkness has to find its level. It has to leave. It doesn't matter how small the light is. It always carries in itself the capacity to chase away darkness. And the greatest light that we can ever receive is the light of the gospel, the light of the message of the gospel. And let us read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the Bible says, "Therefore, since we have this ministry," what is this ministry? The ministry of the Spirit, the ministry of the new covenant, the ministry of light, the ministry of the Spirit transforming us into the very same image of God, the ministry that is not of condemnation, but one of mercy. The Bible says, "Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. We are not discouraged. We are not abandoned." And in fact, the Bible says, "But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor the handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God." So he's saying, because you have received the mercy of God, you're no longer under condemnation. we have renounced the secret things, the hidden things of shame. That means we are no longer living in sin. We are no longer living in idolatry. We are no longer having secret sins, but we renounce them. That means we speak against them. We speak that we are no longer on this path. If there are things we used to do, we leave them aside. Why? Because we have received a ministry of the Spirit and we are being transformed into the very image of God. And more on that also, we have been shown mercy. God's mercy is not supposed to be a license for sin. God's grace is not a license for sin or immorality, but it is a bringing forth into the light. And when we walk in the light, then we have nothing to hide. The Bible tells us that light has come into the world, but men loved darkness because their deeds were evil and they were ashamed to come into the light. When you are walking in the light, when you have renounced the shame or the secret sins of darkness, then you can walk comfortably in the light because you have nothing to hide. You see, when God calls us, He calls us to walk in the light, to be the light, to be vessels of honor, to be vessels that can make a difference, to be vessels that can, you know, that can break through, that can shine for the light, that can be honest in our dealings. God desires that we be vessels of honor. He says that, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation. So it's not about lying. And Paul is saying that, look here, when I was with you, there was no deed that I stole from any of you. In fact, I robbed other churches of their support to bring you the good news. That means it was other churches that supported me for me to support you. That means he is not in the gospel for profit. He does not use the gospel to twist his own way. He does not use the giftings that God has given him to swindle people or to make advantage of people. No, he is not walking in craftiness nor the handling of the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth. This word is about the revealing, the unveiling of the truth, that it no longer just becomes words, but it becomes a reality. It becomes an action. It becomes a contact that evidentially we can see what God is doing. The manifestation of the truth, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. There is a way by which we can commend ourselves to every man's conscience, by which men can read and know us. Remember, we are written epistles, read by all men, written by the Spirit, not with ink of pen, but by the Spirit on the tablets of our hearts. And everywhere we go, we carry the aroma of God. We carry that fragrance of life by which those that receive the gospel receive and smell that fragrance of life. Sadly, those that reject, we are to them the aroma of death, the fragrance of death. And they know that judgment awaits them. Why? Because they have not accepted the truth of the gospel. The Bible tells us that as we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God, that means that God is watching. God watches our hearts. God knows our hearts. If there is something that is so crucial to God, is the heart, the state of our heart. Does our heart break for sinners? Does our head desire that men who have lost their way to come to a knowledge of the truth? Does our hearts cry out to God for mercy when we have failed? Are we hardened in our hearts? You know, the Bible says the heart of a man is like deep waters. You know, counsel in the heart of man is like deep waters. But a man of understanding draws it out. That means there are things that are hidden in the hearts of men. But when God gives us understanding, we are able to draw them out. So there is nothing that is hidden from God. There is nothing. The Bible tells us that everything is laid bare before the word. And by it, we are able to see the truth. We are able to reveal, it's to be revealed that which is hidden. commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. How? By manifesting of the truth, making the truth void and clear. Remember, what is the greatest truth? The mystery that has been hidden before the times was that Christ in us, the hope of glory. The hope of glory only comes from the revelation of the Christ living in us and working in our lives and making the difference in our lives, in our thoughts, in our destinies. So, verse 3 says, but even if our gospel is veiled, even if our gospel be hid, it is veiled to those who are perishing or to those who are lost, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. This message of the gospel is the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. And the Bible says, sadly, those who do not believe, the God of this age, the God of this world, has blinded their minds that they cannot see. In fact, you see, whenever they are blinded, it's not of their own ability, but it is because it is hidden from them. And unless we can rest, unless we can preach to them, unless God opens their eyes, then the gospel still remains hidden, a mirage. But when they come to the gospel, God's light shines on them. Verse 5, for we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves, your bond servants for Jesus' sake. Paul is very clear that whenever I preach the gospel, I don't preach me. I don't preach Paul. Man of God, we don't preach ourselves, but we preach Christ and what he has done in us and through us. And anytime Christ is elevated, is lifted up, the Bible says, if I be lifted up, I shall draw all men unto me. It is in the lifting up of Christ. It is in preaching of the resurrection, of him being declared the Son of God, God attesting to it by signs and wonders by which we declare, by which we manifest the truth, by which God is glorified. Anytime God is glorified, he is lifted up. He manifests himself. There is that vindication of the Spirit, that confirmation, that affirmation of the Spirit. The Bible tells us, verse 6, for it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. It is God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. When did God command the light to shine out of darkness? In the beginning, God said, light be. Let there be light. He commanded light to shine out of darkness. This light that shines in any darkness cuts out the darkness, brings forth the light. The darkness has to flee. But this light is the revelation of the knowledge. When we come into the knowledge of God, into the knowledge of Christ, into what Christ has done, we are brought into that light and we can no longer live in darkness. We can no longer be hidden. The truth, the Bible, becomes open to us. You see, many read these scriptures and it does not make sense to them. It's like a storybook. But when we come to the light of the gospel, when we come to the truth, when we come to encounter God for who he is, and we see him face to face. Remember, it is by the Spirit of God we behold him as we are transformed into the same image. Then the light shines out of darkness, and God shines in our hearts and gives light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That means that every glory of God that we desire to see is manifested in Jesus. The Bible tells us that God was pleased that all his fullness to dwell in bodily form in Christ Jesus. That the Son, in the past, God spoke to us by the Father's man. In these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. The Son is the exact radiance, the exact image of his likeness. He is the brightness of his glory and the exact representation of his being. So God has revealed himself through the Son. He has given him all the glory. He shone all the glory on Jesus. And as we believe him, as we receive him, that light that is on Christ, that same light of the gospel, shines in our hearts and makes us vessels of honor, makes us the righteousness of God, makes us the very image of God on the earth, and we become the manifestors of truth. When we learn to see from God's perspective, then nothing is impossible with him. When we learn to see from God's perspective, we experience miracles all around us. We experience the power of God. Indeed, light is what that we need. Many times when we are walking in darkness, it's because we don't have the light of our situation. But when light comes, the glory of Christ in the face of Jesus, the glory of God in the face of Jesus, darkness has no option but to disappear. I pray that God will open your eyes this morning. I pray that God shall bring you to the revelation of the truth, that you shall see what God has done in Christ Jesus. You shall see the face of Jesus Christ. You shall walk in the light just as he is in the light. You shall know that experientially what it means for God to live in a man, that you no longer live by the faith of yourself, but you live by the faith of the Son of God, who died for you, who died for us, and brought us into victory. Father, I thank you that your word is truth, your word is light, your word is power, that you work in us each and every day to yield, to do according to your good pleasure. I thank you for your word in our lives, that you speak to us, you guide us, you direct our steps, you walk with us, O God. May we live according to your truth, O God. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Shalom, and have a blessed morning ahead. And may the light of the gospel guide your way in everything that you do. Amen.